some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Took us as we were. This here is the truth of the matter on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house again with us again tonight with another message from God's Holy Word, the KJV, the 1611 authorized version of the King James Bible. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us in the house again tonight?
Well, we always have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, and now we have also you, Reverend Quick, and me.
All right. Well, what do you got in the way of prayer requests, Ruthie?
Pray for Emily. She hadn't been feeling well lately. I'm starting to come out of it, so I'm praying for the Lord. He's taking care of me. Praying for what's going on in Israel again. They're still having problems over there yet. And thank God he's also taking care of Tim. That's over there in the middle of it, but he's in Tel Aviv. So... he's away from Gaza, but just you know, we'll just pray for everybody, all those people in 100 countries, that, and pray for Reverend Quick and his wife. And they had some personal requests, so we'll pray for them. So I'm complete.
And, of course, we want to pray for all our countries, different leaders all around the world, that they'd seek after God, not after man. Of course, the situation, as you said, in Israel. We want to pray for our military, our first responders, police, fire, ambulance, those working in hospitals, nursing homes, all our different physicians around the globe, that they'd be able to help those who they're working with. We want to pray for the sick and shut-in. We want to pray for the lost in general, that they'd come to Christ, especially that soul who is nearest hell. We want to pray for the needs of the blind ministry. We want to pray for, of course, Brother Quick, for clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech tonight, and basically a couple other unspoken that we have. And now we're going to turn it over to Brother and Sister Quick, any prayer requests they may have, and then so Brother Quick can open it in prayer and get us right into his message tonight. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. Miss Quick and I are still praying for four special unspoken requests, and we'll just invite the world to pray along with us on that, because the Lord knows our need, and he knows that he's going to answer it according to his own sweet and wonderful will. And Brother Ken, you just said you have a couple of unspoken, and that's great, because they're not unspoken to the Lord, that is for sure. He knows everything there is to know. And I say this, but I don't say this through pride. I say this through humility. My God in heaven is a know-it-all. He knows everything. There's never been the first thing that's ever dawned on him. That's one of our favorite little cliches, you know. Well, something just dawned on me. No, God's never had anything dawn on him, because he knows everything from the beginning. And that will blow your mind, because who knows when the beginning was? Well, I know when the beginning was. It was in the beginning. And that's the best that I can tell, or that anyone else can tell, about the beginning. Our Bible starts out in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. When was the beginning? We don't know when the beginning was. There was a couple of gentlemen years and years ago. They had done research on as far as when they thought that the earth showed up. And one of them came up with the fact that the earth has been here since 4004 B.C. The other gentleman did a much deeper study, and he said it was like, 9 p.m. on the 4004 B.C. And I think he said something around 9 p.m. I mean, he had the time down, and these brothers, I'm sure, have gone on home day with the Lord. And when they got home with the Lord, that was not anything at all that they were going to ask him about, for sure, because that's just how it will be with all the rest of us. When we get home with the Lord, all of those questions that we think that we need answers for, and that we think that we're going to ask the Lord as soon as we get there, sorry, when you get there, and you take one tiny little look at the Lord Jesus, all of your questions are going to disappear for sure. Well, let's pray and get into the message this night. And before I pray, anyone that has a Bible right to them, an authorized AD 16:11. I like how Brother Ken put that. That is the only Bible that is a Bible. That is the only Bible that is a holy Bible. Amen. The AD 16:11 King James Bible, authorized version, and turn in it to the Gospel of John and chapter number 14. And that's where we'll be when we are done with our praying and asking the Lord's blessing on this service tonight. Our Father, thank you again for these moments that you're giving us. We have absolutely no idea how many ears will hear what we have to say tonight. It's worldwide. Brother Six told me that this is a worldwide organization, and I don't doubt that a bit. And we're just asking that you just continue to reach out to those that will hear us, maybe not tonight, but sometime in the next few weeks. They will hear us. Sooner or later, they're going to hear us. Because, as Brother Ken has said, there is a way that everyone can come to have a part of every program that they have on there. And Ken will be glad to tell you that anytime that you want to ask him that. And so we're asking now that you be with Israel. Lord, these are your chosen people. It is so difficult for me. It is so difficult for every child of God, even begin to understand what's going on in Israel. Some of us who have been a preacher of the gospel for a long time, we've studied the Word of God for a good number of years, and we know what's going on. The devil has got his bunch going, and he thinks that he can use his bunch to wipe Israel out. He's been thinking that about the church. And he's wrong on both accounts. Because Israel is God's chosen people. Remember what God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. God said to Abraham, I will bless he who blesses you, and I will curse he who curses you. And so, Lord, we're just pleading with you that you would be with the, I guess it's the Hamas country or whoever it is. They're thinking that they can wipe out the Jew. They will never wipe out the Jew. They will be wiped out themselves before they get the Jewish people wiped out for sure, because they are your chosen people, and we're glad for that, Lord. So I'm just asking now you just be with the first responders here in this country and all around the world, and for the blind ministry Brother Ken has made mention of before he turned the microphone over to me. And, Lord, I'm just pleading with you that you would minister according to your sweet and wonderful will. And we know that it is your sweet will that the blind, as well as those that can see, it is your sweet will that we get the gospel to them. And so I would plead with you that you just be with Brother Ken and Sister Ruth and minister unto them and through them. And we'll thank you for that very much. Now be with us now as we open the Word of God. I would plead with you that you would help me to be able to listen to you and to speak exactly as you lay on my heart, because I am certainly not God. All I am is your mouthpiece, That's all I've been for the last 50 years. That's all I ever will be, as long as you leave me here and continue to help me to preach the Word of God. All I can be is your mouthpiece, and I'm humbled just to be that. Be with us this night now, and we'll sure thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God has some specific things for his people. And we're going to be reading in the Word of God about some specific things for some specific people tonight. John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 14. Let me read just the first verse to begin. And listen to what God says. These are the words of the Lord Jesus as he speaks to his disciples. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You see, his disciples then are no different than his disciples today. There's times when we just have an awful time thinking that we're believing what we ought to be believing. I can say amen to that very loudly. And Jesus is talking to his disciples here, Peter, James, John, the whole bunch of them. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Now, what is he talking about? Believe also in him. Well, listen to verse number 2. In my Father's house. Isn't that amazing? The Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father in heaven. There's no question about that at all. But nowhere in the Word of God do we ever find a place where the Lord Jesus puts himself number one. Instead, here he says, in my Father's house. Well, it's his house as well, but it's his Father's house. Listen to this verse number 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. These are the words of the Lord Jesus. He goes on, he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. You see, the Lord Jesus has never spoken a lie when he was here on this earth, speak any lie. He spoke only the truth all the time. Every time the scribes and Pharisees would come and try to pin him down, he would just bring the scripture out and leave them in a place where they couldn't even speak anymore. He would never, ever try to put himself in a place where you and I sometimes would think that we would like to put ourselves in a place like that. No. Listen to this now. In my Father's house are many mansions. And then he goes on, verse number 2, and he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. He's not done yet. The rest of verse 2 says this. I go to prepare a place for you. What about that? What about that, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus also includes you and me in what he's saying to his disciples. In John chapter 10, the same Gospel of John, chapter number 10, you don't have to turn back there. I'm just going to quote one verse of scripture to you. Verse number 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. You see what he's telling his disciples here? He's telling his disciples here, y'all are not the only ones going to be there. Amen. Wouldn't that be something that Peter thought, well, we're going to be the only ones going to be there? No, no, no. Jesus is going to correct him right here in John chapter 10 and verse number 16. He says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Jesus is preparing mansions for every believer, and every believer is going to heaven. My sheep, hear my voice. And I know them. And they shall never perish. The words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples again in John chapter 10. But you see, Jesus is going to prepare a place for every believer, and every believer is going to heaven. Verse number 2, we've read it once already. I'm going to read it to you again. I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful thought? To know that Jesus has gone to heaven to prepare a place for you, it makes me want to flip somersaults, knowing that he's there preparing a place for me. Oh, listen to me now. Listen to me. Jesus has got a lot of words to say to us here. I go to prepare a place for you. Every saved person is just plain that. We are a saved person. We're no longer a sinner bound to hell. We're now a saved person bound for heaven, all because of the marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But you see, it's a specific place. It's called heaven. It's a specific place. It's called heaven. It's a place where specific people are going there. Only the saved. That's all that's going there. It is going to be a specific happening. Listen to this now. Only the saved people are going to be there. I've pastored for years. I've been an evangelist for a number of years, but I've still pastored here and there. And I have had different ones that would visit our church service, and I would get their address, and I would go and knock on their door. They would invite me in. Good to see you, preacher. And I'd sit there and I'd talk for a little while, and then I'd begin to talk to them about their soul. I couldn't tell you how many times I heard this line right here. I always figured that I can wait till my moment of death, just before I die. I always figure I can wait till then, and then I'll trust Christ. But you see, that's not how it's going to happen. When Jesus is dealing with your heart, and the Spirit of God puts conviction on your heart that you're lost and you need to be saved, that's the very time that you need to stop and do business with God right then and there. You don't know if you're going to have a deathbed conversion thing. You have no idea if that's going to happen with you. There's a thief that died on one of the crosses beside Jesus. There was two thieves. Jesus was hung in the center. There was a thief on each side. The one thief thought he was just going to ride Jesus and say, hey, listen, if you're the Son of God, you get down from there and you get us down from there too. But the other one had been under conviction of the Spirit of God, And he barked back and he said, "What are you talking about? You and I are here paying our sin debt. For that which we've done wrong, that's what we're hanging on this cross for, because we're paying our debt for that. But this man in the center has not done one thing wrong. He's not sinned at all." We don't know. Perhaps this is the very first time that these two thieves had been anywhere near Jesus. It's very possible. It's very possible that they didn't know anything at all about the miracles that Jesus had done. It's very possible they didn't know anything at all about those things that Jesus had done before he was hung on that cross. But one of them knew there was something big time different with Jesus. And he knew this much about Jesus. Jesus had not sinned. He knew Jesus had not sinned. That's why he could say to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said back to him, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." Amen and amen. We have no idea. But what this was the very first opportunity this gentleman even had to be close to Jesus. We don't know. Both these fellas could have been locked up in jail all the time that Jesus was going around preaching. It's very possible. Very possible. We don't know that, but I'm here to tell you, the one thief died and went to hell because he paid his own sin debt then, and he's still paying his own sin debt, and he'll continue to pay his own sin debt, continue to pay it forever and forever and forever, continue to pay his sin debt. He'll never get it paid. But Jesus hung on Calvary, and he paid the sin debt of every conceived person to come along. You see, Jesus' specific happening going to take place. Jesus said, "I will come again." Jesus said, "I will come again." This is precisely how Jesus is going to come back. Listen to this now. Only the saved, only those of us who know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, only those of us who are saved are ever going to know anything about this. The rest of the world is going to wake up, and we Christians are going to be gone. And they're going to start saying, "Well, it's about time we got rid of that bunch. Don't know whatever happened to them, but I'm sure glad they're gone." No, they're not going to be glad we're gone, because they're going to pay an awful sin debt themselves. But you see, this is exactly how it's going to happen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. Listen to these. Verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." The lost are not going to hear that. Only we who are saved. He's going to descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. None of the lost are going to hear that. Only we who are saved. And he's going to descend with a trump of God. None of the lost are going to hear him with that trump. No. Only we who are saved are going to hear this. That's how it's going to be. And then, "And the dead in Christ shall rise first." Those saints in the grave, they've been home with the Lord ever since. We've got a graveyard here in our city. It's an old graveyard. I had the privilege one day of stopping and walking around and looking at some of the stones there. And there's been some people that's been buried there hundreds of years. But you know, listen to what this verse of scripture is going to say. Let me start right from the very beginning, verse number 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse number 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse number 18. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. For those of us who know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, it's going to happen one of these days. It's going to happen. Because it's written here in the Word of God. And there are no lies, no fairy tales, none of such thing like that in the Word of God. Only truth is here in the Word of God. Well, it's a specific happening for a specific people. Verse number 2, John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse number 3, listen to this now. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Hallelujah. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God. It's written in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's written in blood. It's written. There's no changing it. It's been written in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming back for we who are the saved. Those who are not saved, their bodies will stay in the ground for another 1,007 years. And then they'll be resurrected out of there, only to stand before the great white throne judgment, which is the judgment of the lost. And you'll stand before the Lord Jesus there at the great white throne judgment, and you will hear him say, depart from me. There ain't going to be no second time around. No, no. Listen to me now. I'm talking to you about a specific happening for a specific people. It's a promise from Jesus to every believer. Let me read verse 3 again. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen and amen. Every believer lives a specific lifestyle. Listen to this now. Listen to this. Every believer lives a specific lifestyle. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 11 says these words. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. Listen to the rest of this verse. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. There's a specific manner in which a people shall become specific. You got to be born again. Nicodemus had come to the Lord Jesus in John chapter 3. And verse 3, Jesus had said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus had some questions for the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus came back in verse number 7. Listen to what Jesus said in verse number 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the, verse number 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse number 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What about that? That's pretty good preaching. Amen. That's pretty good preaching.
Amen.
There's a specific way of entering into this specific place. Verse number 6, listen to these words. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. To get into this specific place, Jesus said, I am the way. But he didn't stop there. Jesus continued and he said, and I am the truth. There's no other proven way into this specific place. No other way. You see, the Word of God says this in Psalms 119. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And if God's word is settled in heaven, it's settled here on this earth too. The AD 1611 King James Bible, you ain't gonna get no better than that. That is the proven fact of God's word to English speaking people. That's it. That's God's record for you and for me. But Jesus goes on, verse 13 and 14. He said these very words concerning these specific people. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Has it ever occurred to you? The government of America, boys, has made it against the law. It is illegal for anybody in the military to pray in Jesus' name. Isn't that amazing? Let me read the words of Jesus one more time. These are the very words of the Lord Jesus. Verse 16, verse 17 of chapter 14. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I suppose next they're probably not going to be able to mention the Spirit of God also. Well, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, Jesus said in verse 13, verse 14, will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. We have a lot of folk that when they pray, they like to end their prayer and with this little phrase, in thy name, amen. That's not what Jesus just said here. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Hmm. You see, it doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt anybody. It's never hurt me. It's never hurt my wife. It never hurt my daddy. We close it with this phrase, in Jesus' name, amen. It doesn't hurt. There's no hurt for that. It's the proper biblical way for specific people to pray unto our specific God. Jesus himself said, not only am I the way, not only am the truth, I am the life. John 3:16. Listen to these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. These are specific things for specific people coming from a specific God. For God so loved the world that amazing? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He didn't give his one and only Son. If you've got a copy of God's Word, and John 3:16 reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, you may want to take that book and throw it in the trash, because that's not the authorized version of the Word of God. That is not a copy of the Word of God's Word at all. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Because he gave his only begotten Son, that gives me a way in. It gives my wife a way in. My daddy used to say it gave him a way in, because God's only begotten Son, there's only one of those. But Jesus died on Calvary's tree, pay my sin debt, and to pay your sin debt. I don't have to pay a sin debt. No, no, no. I don't have to pay a sin debt. No, I don't have to. I've trusted Christ to save my soul, and my sins have been taken away from me as far as the east is from the west. Isn't that amazing? God didn't ever say as far as the north is from the south, because that's only a half a world away. But the east and the west never meet. As far as the east is from the west, there is no way that the east or the west ever come to a meeting place. No way. There's a specific love for God's specific people. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Here's what God commands his specific people. Listen to this now. God has a command for every one of his specific people. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. He didn't say just preachers do that. He didn't say just evangelists do that. He didn't say just pastors' wives do that. No. Thou shalt love thou. Who's thou? Those of you that have trusted Christ to save your soul, that's who's the thou. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. God has an active command for his specific people. Listen to this. John chapter 13, verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. God didn't say, if you have love one for another. He said, if you have love one to another. That two makes this love an active love. This love, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. This love to another is in love to each other. My wife and I were just out walking just a little while before we came on the air. And there was a lady, she was halfway across the store. She saw us and her face lit up just as bright as could be. And she said, well, looky yonder here, here comes the Quicks. Well, I knew that I knew her from somewhere, but I weren't real sure from where. I could tell from how she was talking that it had to have been some church where we've been. And my wife couldn't figure out who she was either. And so after we had talked for just a little bit, my wife, and she says, honey, I'm sorry, I can't remember what your name is. And she gave us her name, and she gave us the church that she's a member of. It's a church where I pastored for a month and watched people grow. Oh, they would grow. And that's where she goes to church, and that's how she remembered us. Before we parted, she grabbed my wife and gave her a hug. You know what she was doing? She was doing exactly what John 13:35 teaches. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. I didn't ask her if she's going to have a hug for me. I was afraid she'd grab a hold of me as tight as what she did my wife. And I thought, man, I wouldn't even be able to breathe. So I didn't ask her if she had a hug for me. Did both of us, and she said, I love both of you. And I knew that she meant that. I knew it. I could feel it in her eyes. I could feel it. She really did love us. She really does love us. Well, isn't that amazing? There's a specific place, the specifics of God, specific people. And I tried my best to cover it. I didn't get too many words out right, but I tried my best to cover it. Jesus himself said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He didn't stop there. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. And then he says, I go to prepare a place for you. What about that? This is precisely how Jesus is coming back for us. Only the saved will hear him shout. Only the saved will hear the voice of the archangel. Only the saved will hear the trump of God blow. The lost are not going to hear anything. They're not expecting it. They're not going to hear anything. Only we who know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that's who's going to hear it. Why is that? Because that's who Jesus is coming for. Amen. But you see what I'm saying? The specifics of God for his specific people. And in order to become a specific people, you're going to have to be born again. You're going to have to be born again. Like Jesus said the second time to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. There's no other way into heaven. And I'm glad for that. I'm very glad for that. I'm glad that's what the Lord taught me so many years ago. There's only one way in. It's through Jesus Christ. And it has to come through me repenting before God as a sinner, not crying out every sin that I've committed. I can't do that. You can't do that either. Nobody can do that. But we go to the Lord Jesus and we repent a sinner. And then we trust Christ to save our soul. That's exactly how everybody gets saved. Amen and amen. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask the Lord to bless each ear, each heart that's heard the words of my mouth. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for each person that will hear this, whether just now or whether it be later. I want to thank you for them, and I want to plead with you that you do a work in their hearts and help each one to understand you are a specific God. You've got specific things for your own specific people. And I did my best to cover them as best what I could. So, Lord, just watch over us now and help us in all that we say and all we do. And we'll thank you and we'll pray and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. My home address is 1122 or simply 1122 Church Street. And we live in a city, Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, Georgia, 31501. And we live here in the southeastern corner of the great state of Georgia, the United States of America. And we will appreciate your prayers a whole lot for us all around this world. We will appreciate your prayers for us. And the Lord knows that. And the Lord will take care of every need that you have in days to come. Brother Ken, I turn it over to you, bud.
And thank you, Brother Quick. That was a great message. I really appreciated that. And when you were talking about John 3:16, kind of reminded me of the story about what happened when these little kids were getting up and they were quoting in front of the church different Bible passages they had learned in Sunday school. This little girl gets up and she goes to quote John 3:16 and she's quoting it. And she goes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only, for God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And everybody kind of gasped and thought about it, and next thing you know, this revival kind of broke out because a lot of people in the church, there was quite a few that had not been saved, and they realized, you know, they had forgotten Jesus, even though it was just a simple mistake. She meant to say begotten, but she said forgotten. So kind of reminded me of that. And out there, we just hope that the listeners realize that they could have a place in heaven as long as they have not forgotten the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's all right.
So good message. Really enjoyed that. Enjoyed that with talking about John 14. And, hey, one nice thing also about John 14, he didn't say, in my Father's house are many dwelling places or many rooms.
Right.
As some Mickey Mouse Bible say. No, it says, my Father's house are many mansions. Amen.
That's it.
All right. Sister Ruth, who do we got with us?
Well, God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels. We got you, and we got Sister Emily, Brother Quick and his beautiful wife, and just me.
All right. Well, Emily, any prayer requests or what did you get out of the message, anything like that? Go ahead. All right, Emily. Tell that phone to get its coffee.
No, the phone may have to learn to grow wings.
All right. Well, go ahead, Em.
We keeping the nursing homes in prayer. I received a call from two different people in two different nursing homes. They have got a high count of the COVID out again.
Okay.
Also be keeping me in prayer because I haven't been feeling so kosher after my little jaunt that I did today.
You were out and we were out today, Em. So both of us were all out and about. And so wasn't Brother Quick, so all of us were out and about. All right. All right.
Also be keeping Romy in prayer. He's been having a lot of back pain.
Okay.
And our first responders, government, military personnel, and be keeping Mom in prayer because she hasn't been feeling so good all day. And I'm pretty sure you guys can tell how my voice is tonight. It's not doing too good.
Okay.
And with that, I'm complete.
All right. And Ruth.
I'll pray for Emily and any other requests. I think about what's going on in Israel. God's on the throne, though. He's going to take care of it, and the rapture's going to take place soon, so I'm excited. Love Pastor Quick's beautiful message, as always.
Now, I know you were getting into that rapture stuff, Ruth. You was enjoying that.
I know, man. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18, and if I was in better foot gear, I'd probably be running around the block, too, because I believe the Lord could come any minute. I'm just so excited. I just want to see people saved, though. That's the important thing right now, too. So I think I'm complete there.
All right. Well, with that, I'd say we're good to go, Brother Quick, and we'll let you give us a closing prayer, and then we'll catch everybody tomorrow for the upcoming shows. There is, of course, on Station 2, My Daddy's Records, 8 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. You call 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340. That's on Station 2 at, of course, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on this station, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and that is AJ and the Squad. All right, Brother Quick, we're going to turn it over to you to give us a closing prayer.
All right. Is there any other requests, Miss Emily? Okay, I guess not.
Brother Quick.
Yes?
I did forget to mention be keeping my Aunt Rose's family. Their last name is Stevenson in prayer. Her daughter-in-law's mother went home to be with the Lord on the 5th of this month, and tomorrow is her homegoing.
Okay, what was that last name again?
Stevenson.
Okay.
With that, I'm complete, Brother Quick.
All right, thank you. All right, well, let's pray then. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us to be together. And thank you, Brother Ken, and for his wife, and for Miss Emily, and for Brother Six, and for all the other ones that are a part of this. Asking you just keep your hand upon each one of them and help us in these days to be found faithful unto you. That is our number one concern, is to be found faithful unto you. And so, Lord, we're just asking now you be with each of these requests. For Israel, plead with you. I have been begging you ever since this war broke out. I've been pleading with you that the bombing and stuff that has been hitting Israel, that it would just suddenly go backwards on those that are sending it. And I'm still asking you to do that. And I'm not being foolish when I say this, Lord, because I know Israel is your chosen people. And I know that your hand is upon them. And I know that you're watching out for them. And Israel is a people that we love dearly. And so we're just asking you just care for them. And things that's been coming their way, I'm just asking that whoever's sending them, they'll just blow up in their face. I don't think that's praying wrong. I think it's praying right. And then I'm asking if you'd be with first responders and the blind ministry and the unspoken request that Brother Ken had and the four special unspoken that my wife and I have, asking that you just keep your hand upon each one of these that we're praying for, and we know that you are, and we're glad that you are. So we're asking now you just go with us this night, help us to get the rest that we need for tomorrow, and help us when we awake in the morning to know that you've been with us throughout the night, and you've taken such good care of us again. We love you with all of our hearts, Lord. That's all we can ever say to you. And we love you with all of our hearts. And we're just so glad that you watch over us and take such good care of us. Asking that you be with Miss Emily's mama and for the Stevenson family, that you'd minister there also. And there's always lost people around, Lord. I'm asking that you'd help each one of us to understand you've given each one of us a responsibility in this lost world in which we live. So just help us to understand those blessings that you have put in our way and help us to be found faithful unto you and unto those that are lost around us. Now just watch over us now, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. Thank you so much for loving us in return the same way. And we're just asking you just keep your hand upon Success Radio Network and that you'd meet every need that there is there. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for that. Watch over us now, Lord, and thank you for all of your blessings upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen. Good night. God bless.
Good night.